We said that the Shulchan Aruch said they allowed your clothing in to the laundromat, or nowadays we say more to the cleaners, to a guy, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and as long as the guy is not doing it in his house, he's doing it in his place, in the guy's house, in the guy's workplace. And Mr. Rubin's from Chayyadim, doing Yid's house will be usher. Either it's something the minute Koli or the Bekablonis. Everyone knows that it's cut that. There's a fixed price for what you're doing, and you're paying him for the job. You don't pay him per hour. There's no Maris Ayin. No one thinks it's a Skaryoim that you're paying him by the hour, like nowadays with dry cleaners. Everyone knows that you pay for the job, you don't pay per hour. Still, to do in Yid's house will be usher, because it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos. If he's doing it in your house, it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos. It's very important, Allah, to know. They have a Gaish worker who's doing work, even if something that everyone knows is contracted out and you pay by the job, you don't pay by the hour, still he cannot do it in the Yid's house on Shabbos because it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos. Now, even if he's not doing it in the Yid's house, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter, it's only a Katz L'Adam, you may have a price with him. However, if you did not make a price with him before Shabbos and he's hoping to get paid, but you didn't promise to make anything up with him, so then it's also for him to do a few on Shabbos, the Ramah says. You're not allowed to give it to him on Erev Shabbos, do a few on Shabbos, because since he did not make up a price with him, and he's hoping to get paid by you, so he's doing it for you, he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for you, that you should be happy with his work, and you should pay him for the work that he does. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that this halacha is only if you give it to him on late Friday afternoon. But if you give it to him early enough on Friday, there's enough time that he could finish out on Friday, then it's more to even like Katzas, even did not make up an exact price. When it's Katzat, you give it to him late Friday afternoon. As long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, he might do it on Sunday or Monday. As long as you give him enough time to do it after Shabbos. If it's late Katzat, if the price is not fixed, then you have to give it to him early enough on the day on Friday that he can technically do it on Friday afternoon before Shabbos. And then even if he doesn't, and he does it on Shabbos rather, then it is fine. Nowadays, we establish that dry cleaners and these things is a fixed price. It's in the computer how much they charge for it. Therefore, it's considered Katzat, and you can give it on late Friday afternoon. Even Leikotzatz, that we said you have to give it early enough on Friday that he has time to do it before Shabbos, if you give it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's far enough before Shabbos that even if there's not enough time, it takes more than a day to do the work, still it's fine as long as you did not tell him to do it on Shabbos. Now, we said that the Shulchan Aruch says that if the guy is doing it for free, it's also okay that he does it on Shabbos. Same idea as Kotzatz, because he's doing it for himself, because he either got something from you in the past that he's doing it in exchange for, he hopes to get something from you. The Ramah says that those who argue and they say if he's doing it for free, that's a problem. And Mishnah Berurah says that once you machmir like this. However, if the guy initiated and offered to do it for free, then the Mishnah Berurah says that for sure it's okay. That everyone agrees it's okay. Because he offered to do it for you, it's obviously trying to pay you back for some favor he did from in the past, or he anticipates to get something for you. He has some negia, some personal reason why he wants to do this. It's only if you ask him to do it for you and he's doing it for free, that's a machlokes that the Mechaber's Mekel and the Ramah's Machmer. So again, Kotzatz with a fixed price, or there's no other fixed price, that's mutter, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, as long as he's not doing it in Yid's house. If you're paying him, but it's like Kotzatz, so that's usher to give it to him on Friday, or less than enough time, he can still do it before Shabbos. If he's doing it for free, the Mechaber is Mekel, and the Ma is Neid L'Hachmer, unless the guy initiated on his own offer to do it for free, then everyone agrees that's mutter, no matter when you gave it to him, and however it is. Now, if he's doing it for free, even in the case where it's mutter, if you see him doing it on Shabbos, you have to tell him to stop doing it and not to do it on Shabbos. Because this is not a real case of katat. It's one of the term when he does it for free, that he's doing it because he hopes to get something for you. He has something he is to do it. If you see him doing it on Shabbos, you don't stop him. It looks like you have him doing it for you. And so if Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's a loch, that's mafursam, and everyone knows it's for a yid, and he's doing it in a public place, then you should be machmer and not allow him to do it on Shabbos. You should stop him from doing it on Shabbos, and be aloch and bring some achrenim that you should not give it to him before Shabbos if you know that he's probably going to end up doing it on Shabbos. But in any case, if you see him doing it on Shabbos, it's a public place, and everyone knows he's doing it for a yid, you should tell him, it's Tevel Hachmer, you should tell him to stop doing the work for you on Shabbos. Now, Mr. Ruhr brings interesting Shiloh. What if you have a case where it's clear that it's done in a public place, and it's clear that it's being done for a yid, but it's not clear for who? He discussed the case of a goyim doing laundry by the river in the public place, and it's a certain type of shirt that the goyim are washing, that everyone can tell it's a yiddish shirt. Goyim don't wear that shirt. We could say, let's say, by mechanic, you give your car into a mechanic, and let's say the mechanic is doing the work in a public place, and a certain type of car that everyone knows is a Jewish car. Only you didn't have that car. Goyim don't have that car. So, or let's say it's a dry cleaner, it's a suit. They're cleaning it, and everyone knows it's a yiddish suit. Goyim today don't wear that suit. The Magen Avraham is Machmer. It says that if you see him doing it on Shabbos, you have to stop him. Today's the Shabbos says there's no problem with our sign because no one can tell whose shirt it is. We can say whose car it is. The Chayyim is Mekel for a different reason. The Chayyim says since everyone knows that certain these things are always done by Kablonis, you pay by the job, you're never paying someone per hour, so there's no Maris Ayin Bechlal, and it's not a problem even if it's done in the Malka Mefursim.